out of the night that covers me, black as the pit from pole to pole, I thank whatever gods may be for my unconquerable soul. In the fell clutch of circumstance, I have not winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody but unbowed. Beyond this place of wrath and tears looms but the horror of the shade, and yet the menace of the years finds and shall find me, unafraid. It matters not how straight the gate, how charged with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. This is Basil Rathbone with more words with music. The poem I've just read, called Self-Reliance, was by William Ernest Henley. It's among my favorites, and, well, there are others that I've liked and remembered. For instance, my next one is, well, rather an unusual bit of poetry. It's called The Ballad of the Barber, and was written by Aubrey Beardsley. It's an odd, grim little thing. I hope you'll like it. Here is the tale of Carousel, the barber of Meridian Street. He cut and coiffed and shaved so well that all the world was at his feet. The king, the queen, and all the court, to no one else would trust their hair. And reigning belles of every sort owed their successes to his care. With carriage and with cabriolet, daily Meridian Street was blocked, like bees about a bright bouquet, the beau about his doorway flocked. Such was his art, he could with ease curl wit into the dullest face, or to a goddess of old Greece add a new wonder and a grace. All powders, paints, and subtle dyes, and costliest scents that men list price, and marveled at his splendid skill. The curling irons in his hand almost grew quick enough to speak. The razor was a magic wand that understood the softest cheek. Yet with no pride his heart was moved. He was so modest in his ways. His daily task was all he loved, and now and then a little praise. An equal care he would bestow on problems simple or complex. And nobody had seen him show a preference for either sex. How came it then, one summer day, quaffing the daughter of the king, he lengthened out the least delay and loitered in his hairdressing. The princess was a pretty child, 16 years old or thereabout. She was as joyous and as wild as spring flowers when the sun is out. Her gold hair fell down to her feet and hung about her pretty eyes. She was as lyrical and sweet as one of Schubert's melodies. Three times the barber curled a lock, and thrice he straightened it again. And twice the iron scorched her frock, and twice he stumbled in her train. His fingers lost their cunning quite. His ivory combs obeyed no more. Something or other dimmed his sight and moved mysteriously the floor. He leaned upon the toilet table. His fingers fumbled in his breast. He felt as foolish as a fable and feeble as a pointless jest. He snatched a bottle of cologne and broke the neck between his hand. He felt as if he were alone and mighty as a king's command. The princess gave a little scream. Carousel's cut was sharp and deep. He left her softly as a dream that leaves a sleeper to his sleep. He left the room on pointed feet, smiling that things had gone so well. They hanged him in Meridian Street. You pray in vain for Carousel. There, like a monstrous apparition, she remains, a great gray lifeless thing against the skies. Splendid Regina. She no longer reigns. Shattered and sightless are her thousand eyes. Her upper chambers where the shells tore through smell yet of scorching, like the bloody pyres they were. Their ruins wear a ghastly hue made by the fading light as the sun retires. Around her lacerated casements moan the winter winds and sweep her drapes aside, chilling her once snug passageways, now lone, forbidding haunts where memories reside. Charming and gay she was, and when all men break through chaotic night, she'll live again. Lovely as the trees, the cherry now is hung with bloom along the bough, and stands about the woodland ride, wearing white for Eastertide. Now, of my 80 years in 10, 20 will not come again, and take from 70 springs a score, it only leaves me 50 more. And since to look at things in bloom, 50 springs are little room, about the woodlands I will go, to see the cherry hung with snow. Thank you. Closes another Words with Music program. I read poetry by William Ernest Henley, Aubrey Beardsley, A.E. Hausman, and a poem entitled Ghost Hotel from a Soldier in the European Theater of War, Sergeant Herbert J. Risley. The music at the organ was played by Milton Charles. Now it's time to sign off, but not without first saying that I enjoyed very much being on this program. This is Basil Rathbone speaking. Good night. This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.